This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We talked the other day about how the left has pivoted. They've pivoted on the idea that this is about Kavanaugh's drinking. And it's a very simple reason for the pivot. Let me get these wires out of the way. It's a simple reason for the pivot. They've got nothing else. They've got to pivot. This story about these women is falling apart. By the way, I don't need vindication, but it'll vindicate me. It'll vindicate anybody who's got a brain who said this is nonsense. They had the woman, what's her name, Spelnick or Stecknick or whatever, on MSNBC. She's doing an interview, and they're sitting there going, they're shaking their head about her. Maybe we'll play some clips of her later in the broadcast. And this saga is just, it's so strange to me in so many ways. I think to myself, if I were a leftist woman, I'd be asking myself, what's going to be happening to my sons down the road? Do you even care? What's going to happen to your husband? What's going to happen to your dad? You think that you're immune to this stuff? This is real life. This is not a game. But anyway, now they're pivoting. It's suddenly become, the issue now is shifting to, and you notice they said, we watched that temperament of Kavanaugh in the hearings. Does he have the temperament? You've got him to the point where you've accused him of being a serial rapist. You've impugned his entire reputation. And then when he fights back, you go, well, look, how dare he fight back? And let me tell you, there are some weak-kneed Republicans out there who are ready to throw in with the left. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Shame on you if you have any reservation at all about putting Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Shame on you. The guy's got a stellar record. He's not a perfect citizen, and neither are you. The idea, and people are saying, you know, and I'm going to read an article from a guy named Cliff Kincaid, who is part of this leftist, this right-wing leftism that I can't stand. When do we grow backbones and stand up for our folks, good or bad? And in this case, good. And is he perfect? No. The dude likes beer. I thought he overdid it with the beer. But you know what? I don't really care. He could have said, I love playing Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, yeah, didn't every... I mean, I would have been like, it's kind of weird, but it doesn't disqualify him from being in the Supreme Court. Man, we are so easy on our side. When do... I'm just look, there are people that they come up to me all the time. They say, Kevin, you need to be heard. You need to be all. And people do not talk like you. I have a friend of mine who is one of the most discerning people I've ever met in my life. He's a very wealthy man. He says, Kevin, man, you got the it factor. And I've heard it for the better part of a decade. And I'll be honest with you, I've heard it before that. I went to one of my guys I worked with when I was an engineering tech. It was called a co-op student, and I was a tech working at Texas Instruments, and I saw a guy, older guy, his name is Olin. And Olin was in his 40s when I was there in my, you know, early 20s. And I was in my teens. I was like 18, 19 years old. And I worked as a tech. And we would sit around in the break room and talk about anything. And I would just carry on a conversation. And, you know, knew a lot about different things. And years later, probably 15 years later, I left TI, went to work at other companies as an engineer, had a career that was growing, and I saw Olin. I may have even been on TV or something at that point, but it was years later, and I saw Olin, and he says, he came up to me, and he looked older, but I could recognize him, and he's like, Kevin, and I was like, hey, Olin, you know, we reconvened and everything, and he's, you know, found out what I was doing, and or maybe he knew, I can't recall. But I remember him saying this. He said, Kevin, do you know we used to sit around when you weren't in the break room with us, and we'd say, that guy is going to be something special. We don't know what, but he's going to be something special. And I went, really? He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, you know, and Walter was my boss. He goes, you remember Walter, right? Because Walter passed away. He says, yeah. He goes, Walter thought the hot, you know, he just thought the world of you. And I went, well, I appreciate that. That's what you hear. But here's my point. Do you think that any of those people go, let's do it? Let's get that voice out there. Luckily, I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm strategizing with some people. We're saying, you know what? You can, Fox isn't the only game in town. Fox needs real competition. They need somebody that's going to go in there and stir things up. So let's do it. Let's figure this out. And you know, I'm tired of listening to people recant the same. We don't have the media over there on the left. It's 90%. Fox really isn't on our side. Okay, so we got nobody on our side. And they go, well, go to CRTV, OANN, etc. Okay, great. I see what they do over there. I'm not belittling them in any way. Do your thing, guys. But I think there's room. Either they need to recognize what other people see and say, Kevin, we want you to come over here, or they don't. It's okay. If you don't, I'll do something else. But something's got to be done. And we've got to learn to support one another. And I'm talking about truly support to where you have no need for leftists, where people are impervious to the nonsense, where the truth can come out and it doesn't matter what's going on in the world because it's about the truth. And eventually we flip things back to where companies want to deal with the people who are delivering the truth. I'm not going to get on this radio show or anywhere else and say something I don't believe. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to tell you, oh, well, you know, it's politically correct to say this, or it's, you know, this is what the prevailing thought. I may tell you, hey, well, here's what people want you to think, but this is what you need to be thinking about. I'm not going to do it because, and for the record, many of the things I talk about, I'm no choir boy. There are things that people do in their lives that are wrong, and they're wrong or whatever. I don't know what your issues are, but none of us are perfect. That's not what this is about. Many of the things that we talk about may be something you're involved in. I don't smoke reefer, but if I talk about, you know, let's say I did, and I'm like, you know, smoking marijuana and doing it, you know, I would still tell you it's wrong. If I was doing coke, I would tell you doing coke is wrong and trying to operate heavy equipment. It's not like I'm going to, exonerate myself from it. So people want truth. And we're well past it. We should be getting this. And guess what? You are never going to get it in politics. With what Fox did, with something that, quite frankly, that small, tells you exactly where you stand. It doesn't matter. You're not going to get the pure truth. People are going to be on pins and needles over there. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk about this article with Kincaid and how he says we shouldn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Chris, I'm not going to comment on that in any way other than to say this. I've been pretty clear since my beginning of service here in this administration. If you can't be on the team, if you're not supporting this mission, then maybe you just ought to find something else to do. I've told that to my senior colleagues. I've told it to junior folks at the CIA and the State Department. We need everyone who's engaged in helping achieve President Trump's mission. And I hope that everyone in every agency, DOJ, FBI, State Department, is on that mission. And if you're not, you should take this time to go do something more productive.
And I assume that talking about wiring the president, talking about the 25th Amendment, is not being on the team.
Not remotely.
Hear, hear, Secretary Pompeo. Hear, hear. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. If you're not part of the mission, get out. Go sit on the sidelines. Got to tell you, I'm always excited about the people that want to help out. People that say to me, Kevin, I recommended you to my radio station. I submitted you to a group of people so you could come speak, so we could, you know, hear you directly, whatever. I am retweeting your stuff. I forwarded your stuff via email. You know what? Every little bit counts. Particularly in a time when we are under fire, when people like Google and Facebook and Twitter are suppressing the message, when the ones that you think want to get the message out, the Fox Newses of the world, are the ones that are shutting people down because they're afraid. They got their business to run, as they like to say. Oh, man. Yeah, it's all about the business, you know, our sponsors and who does what. Let me ask, what do you think is going to happen when Fox has nobody watching their shows? What about sponsorship then? Let me tell you something about sponsors. The bigger your numbers, they will come. That's what it's about.
Oh, Kevin, they don't want to be associated.
I had a guy, he sent me a note, and here's what he said. I want to talk to you about censorship of conservatives. So, and he was with a lefty magazine. I honestly don't remember who. And I said, okay, well, what do you want to talk about? And he says, well, so I thought it was really going to be Google and Facebook and Twitter and all that. So he calls me up. He says, in the middle of one of your ads, one of your articles, it wasn't even my article. It was one of our writers. And it was supposedly it said something negative about somebody. Like it was a negative connotation. And it was really a tongue-in-cheek comment. It was like a snarky comment. And he says, but there was a Jeep ad right next to it. And I went, okay, what's that got to do with anything? And so he says, well, you know, Jeep probably wouldn't be okay with having their ad placed at that part in the article or whatever, or being associated with that. And I went, really? That's the censorship that you want to talk about. And he says, yeah. By the way, I recorded the call, so I'll play parts of it when one of these days on the show, because I think you need to hear this. And in fact, I know you do, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to play that call in its entirety. I'll have to break it up because it was a 30-minute phone call that I taped because I knew what was going to happen. So I said to him, you guys will get to hear the whole thing eventually, but I said this. I went, so you're concerned that Jeep has an ad on a conservative site where something that Jeep may not agree with is in that article. He's like, well, you know, and then that was kind of the net of it. He's like, yeah. I said, well, let me ask you this. Do conservatives buy Jeeps? And he goes, well, and I go, yeah. See, we do. And I said, and here's the dirty little secret. We buy most of everything. Our dollar is the strongest dollar on the freaking planet. Everybody should want to get our articles in there. I said, now, I don't know what you looked at because I'm shocked to hear that I have a Jeep ad. I said, because you know what I normally get? I get toe fungus and MRSA and Hillary Clinton, you know, some crazy ad about Hillary Clinton or something else. I go look at my top of my page. It's disgusting. And I go, and not only that, go to any of my friends' pages and we have the same nasty ads. I said, is there like an outbreak of toe fungus with conservatives or do leftists get toe fungus too? I said, because you can go to any of their ads and they got Lexus, they got cruise ship line, you know, things. They got Home Depot, you know, they got all kinds of stuff on their pages, things that you want, things that people have been searching for. They don't render the things that people are searching for on our pages as conservatives. I'm going to get back to this Kavanaugh thing in a bit. I just want to tell this story because it's an important story. And I said, and here's what I really don't like. I said, you're disingenuous. I said, when you contacted me, you made me believe that you were interested in understanding how Google, Facebook, and Twitter have shut down our pages. I said, I get 1/20th the traffic that I got a year and a half ago. 1/20th, and we work harder to get it. And I said, do you care about that? Do you care that hundreds, maybe thousands of conservatives lost jobs? I know of hundreds, but maybe thousands lost jobs because Facebook and Google conspired to essentially squeeze the windpipe of all the major conservative sites. There's not one you're going to find that did not take a significant hit. You can't even convince me it's not part of a conspiracy or a cabal with those tech giants. Why do you think they're up on the hill? And they're up on the hill lying. They're totally lying. So what are you talking about? I go, you make it sound like you're here to help and make us understand why these, you know, what's going on with these tech giants. And essentially you're out here fishing going,
does Jeep going to agree with your thing? I said, go to any leftist site, pick up the ad that's being rendered in there, read me a part of that drivel, that nonsense, and ask me, do I agree with that? Do I believe that the sponsor in that ad agrees with the nonsense that those people are spewing? Like not being innocent until proven guilty. Like, you know, impugning a man's reputation over hearsay. And I could go on. Do you think everybody believes that we should be letting in illegals and not worrying about the criminality of it? Is it all kumbaya on their side or what? I said, and let me ask you this. Have you made one single phone call to any of these leftists and done what you're doing to me right now? And of course the answer was no. So I said, you can print any of what we're talking about here, but I'm letting you know you're being recorded. Anything comes out that differs from what I said, and I'm going to put a libel lawsuit against you. End of story. I said, because I know how you people are. Well, no, I'm just trying to. I said, no, I know what you're trying to do. See, I'm not stupid. And that's why I recorded you. And I'm going to let you guys hear that conversation in its entirety. It'll take probably an hour because it was a 30-plus minute conversation. And I just went along and played the game. But this is what the problem is that these people are disingenuous and they are heavily influencing us. And if they aren't doing it with their out and out message, they have people going out attacking our sponsors. This guy was going to go to Jeep and say, do you want to be part of this conversation on the Black Sphere? So Jeep could go to my group because he's asking me questions about was I part of, you know, this consortium of conservative, you know, bloggers that had all gotten together through what was formerly Liberty Alliance. I said, yeah, I am part of that. And that's how he led in with this very, you know, oh, it's all going to be all good. Well, I knew what was up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department unveiled charges Thursday against seven Russian military intelligence officers for their role in a sweeping cyber attack aimed at the United States. Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI, Eric Welling, with more on the victims.
The victims of this illegal activity are anti-doping organizations in the United States and abroad,
Swiss and Dutch entities which investigate the use of chemical weapons.
Senators are continuing to take turns reviewing the FBI report into Judge Brett Kavanaugh's background. Kerry Severino is with the Judicial Crisis Network. She talked about how certain senators who were on the fence were pleased with what they read from the FBI investigation.
Well, I think Susan Collins is right. This was a very thorough investigation. For those who wanted to just have that added confidence of, yes, we know there's no corroboration, look, now we've got it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, the left is tricky. And the right, the leftists on the right, the pretenders, they're tricky too. So there's an article written by Cliff Kincaid on Kavanaugh's drinking. And I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that I wanted to touch on that a bit because the left has shifted their strategy. Now it's about Kavanaugh's temperament. The fact that he's had all these drinks. He likes beer. That's so crazy in America that people like beer. It's a legal substance. What's not to like? He's a grown butt man, as my grandmother would say. So what, can he not drink? Oh, but no, it's a question of how much. Oh, now we got to get to degrees. How do you determine what the degree is? How do you determine what's too much for you, too little for so-and-so? I worked with a tech. Who I invited him to lunch one day. I swear I'll never forget this as long as I live. We got to be friends. He was an old crusty white dude.
Talk like his hair.
And he was my tech when I was an engineer. And we got to be friends to the point where he invited me to go square dancing. I was like, dude, that's the seventh sign. Brother ain't going square dancing. You know, it would be like me inviting him to go do a little, you know, boogieing down. He would have been like, Kev, seriously. Anyway, friendly, good guy. You know, to this day, I can still see him. He had to have cirrhosis, man. Dude had to be, he was in his 60s when I was in my 20s as working as an electrical engineer. But anyway, one day we got to be buddies. It took a while to warm up. He warmed up to me and I said, hey man, you want to go to lunch today? And I'm buying. And he goes, Kevin. He goes, I drink my lunch. And it got me to thinking, he always is much happier after lunch. In the mornings, he's crusty. In the afternoons, he's all up. And I guess he's drinking vodka because I couldn't smell it on him. Or he got some mints. I don't know what he was doing, but he worked his butt off, and that's all I cared about. But I think he was a functional alcoholic. And I'm not telling you that I want people that are functionally working, even though they're chemically challenged. I don't want them working for me because I think it's a matter of time. But we don't know anything about Judge Brett Kavanaugh in that regard. So now what we know is he drinks. And the left are like, well, how much does he drink? Now we got to. So let's go back in the past now and let's go find all the people that he drank with. Did you notice that? So now it's, oh, in high school, well, did he pass out? Did he drink it to the point that he didn't know things? And did you notice that questioning? Well, when you came back from that, you mentioned getting off the bus and falling out or something. And Kavanaugh was like, no, I actually did fall out of the bus. Meaning tripped getting out of the bus. They wouldn't let him finish. The guy wouldn't let him finish. So now it's the degree to which he drinks. Forget the women. We couldn't get you on that. Now let's get you on being an alcoholic. So this guy, Cliff Kincaid, writes this. Judge Douglas H. Ginsburg withdrew his nomination to the Supreme Court in 1987 after admitting that he had smoked marijuana several times. President Reagan, who nominated him, was embarrassed by the disclosures. But today's conservatives, led by the Never Trumpers, want President Trump to sink or swim with a proud beer drinking conservative, and they put it in quotes, nominee that the Washington insiders in the conservative legal establishment foisted on him without adequate vetting. Now, this is what Cliff Kincaid writes, and he writes it on a site. I forget the name of it. It's like, you know, Right America. You know, it implies it is a conservative site. I didn't dig into it because I don't have the time. But then he goes on. In an amazing development, high-profile, never-Trump Senator Lindsey Graham has come to the rescue of Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Graham has rallied conservatives to the Kavanaugh side. Until now, Graham was mostly despised by conservatives because he was the late Senator John McCain's best buddy, and together they fought Trump at almost every turn. Does Graham secretly suspect the Kavanaugh nomination will backfire on Trump and his backers? So what he's saying is Lindsey Graham's not legit in his outrage about the treatment of Judge Kavanaugh. He's part of a sinister plot to put Kavanaugh on because Kavanaugh may not be as conservative as you think. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, cue the old music there, right? He goes on to say this. Kavanaugh is now on the defensive over heavy drinking, not just sex charges. At his news conference on Monday, Trump said, "I was surprised at how vocal he was about the fact that he likes beer, that he has a little bit of difficulty." He talked about things that happen when he drinks. One website counted 30 times he talked about beer. What's more, his drinking in high school, college, and beyond has clearly affected his judgment. I'll stop there for just a second. Clearly it has, right? Clearly, this is a man who's got a massive drinking problem. And we just don't know. We've got a million more documents and all the latest Supreme Court nominees combined with clarity of thought that rivals that of Moses. And they say, well, you know, he's got a problem. He talks about beer. Look at the number of times he talked about it. Holy cow. Beer? Drink beer, 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 beer. I mean, can you imagine somebody going through one of your papers or whatever your whole life and going, "Wow, man, Kevin talked a whole lot about these crazy women out there." Yeah, I do. Talk about them. They exist. You know, I mean, what's that got to do with anything? So he mentioned beer. Was it an interview about beer? "Miss Kavanaugh, you seem to be an aficionado." "Yeah, I'm a brewmaster. I like to brew beer at my house. I have different sets of tools for brewing beer. I started experimenting with beer when I was in high school. And, you know, I noticed I didn't like some of them. So I started, you know, doing different things. And I would get this beer from this country, this beer from that country." Oh, beer, 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 beer. Don't play the drinking game when Kavanaugh is being interviewed about beer. Because he might actually use the word. He says, hence, he apologized to Cindy Amy Klobuchar for asking her in response to a question about his drinking whether she had ever passed out from alcohol. She said she didn't have a drinking problem, but that her own father suffered from alcoholism. Now, see, I can see the way this guy framed this. He does not like Kavanaugh. See, he could have easily said something like, Kavanaugh, in a defensive, you know, position, asked her this question, in which he later apologized, understanding what alcoholism had done to, you know, how it had impacted this lady's family. He didn't do that. He wanted you to understand, excuse me, that Kavanaugh was, you know, he was crazy when he did it. Probably drunk. Probably had beers when he went on the break. He says, Kavanaugh should have said, "I was dumb. I was stupid. I'm raising my kids not to drink." But he did not say that. Because he didn't have to. He wasn't dumb. He wasn't stupid. And he doesn't have to raise his kids not to drink. My father was a stone cold alcoholic. And he was also a drug addict. And my attitude has always been, in knowing that, me knowing that about him, I always said, "I don't get drunk. Have a couple of beers. I have never done a drug in my life and never will." An illegal drug. I took a prescription Valium and they gave me half when I got my LASIK surgery. So, in full disclosure, in case anyone ever wants to nominate me for the Supreme Court and Kevin says, "He never took drugs." You took a half a Valium, mister. I did. Guilty. Guilty. By the way, I have no legal documents to present to the court, but I still think I'd be a better jurist than Kagan and Sotomayor. So there's my credentials. So this guy, Kincaid, wants us to believe that what he's telling us what Kavanaugh should have said, and here's what he went on to say. Excuse me. Trump, who doesn't drink, privately must have been cringing at Kavanaugh's repeated embrace of beer in a public hearing that millions of Americans watched. Trump's own brother was an alcoholic and died at the age of 43. I'm sure this is a sensitive subject for Donald Trump to a degree, but I would ask, who else on Donald Trump's cabinet drinks? Probably all of them. Then he goes on, and this is what gets me. At a time of alcohol abuse on college campuses linked to sexual assault, is Kavanaugh the kind of role model we want for American youth? Really? This is just so rich. You know this guy. This guy is so left, it's ridiculous. I mean, talk about the smell test. He says, is this the best and brightest the conservatives have to offer? What's worse, this Yale Law School graduate erroneously said that he was legally able to drink in Maryland at the time. I don't know whether he was or he wasn't. Quite frankly, I don't even care. Kids drink in college, in high school and college illegally. My hand is up. Most of your hands is probably up. Hands are probably up. That's what we did. It was a rite of passage. And to act otherwise is to pretend to be sanctimonious and to say, oh, well, look at him. He didn't even realize. This man's got a body of work that speaks to what he can do. And that's being overlooked. Because you know why? They want to accuse him of being a rapist and an alcoholic. Now, as I said, they pick things that it's tough to disprove. Now, they're going out and they're looking for people. Oh, we've got his friend from college. You know what his friend from college said? His friend from college goes, nah, he never drank to where he passed out with me. Yeah, I don't know what y'all are talking about. He's a good guy. And blah, blah, blah. And he went on to, you know, talk about. But that's what they're looking for. They're looking for, and trust me, they're going to find somebody to go,
oh, I watched him, man. He passed out. He was groping women and all kinds of stuff. It was crazy up in there.
Who are you, sir?
Oh, I was just a person at the bar at the time.
They're going to make this stuff up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. We're dissecting this article by a guy named Cliff Kincaid, who writes on a supposedly conservative website, and he's telling us things like, we need to rethink Kavanaugh. And he's pushing this drinking thing as if that's, and don't misunderstand me. If Kavanaugh is a falling down, stinking drunk, I wouldn't want him as a Supreme Court justice. I don't believe he is. I know he's not. Because you can't have the body of work that he has and be that. You can't have it over that period of time and be that. And for the record, if he were that, just for the sake of discussion, maybe this is what makes him rise to the occasion and overcome it. I don't know. I know I've learned the most in adversity. So I think Kavanaugh comes through stronger through whatever his issues may be. But I'll tell you this. I don't believe his issue is raping women and being a stone-cold alcoholic. Glad you guys are back. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Cliff Kincaid, writing about Kavanaugh, saying, we need to really look into this drinking thing, because that's the left's pivot. We don't have anything on the women. They tried to bring up two additional women, and they've been torpedoed. Michael Avenatti's woman, she went on MSNBC. We're getting the clips now. I'm going to play it probably next hour. She torpedoed herself. And now they're, oh, the FBI's interviewing all these people. Her boyfriend, Ford's boyfriend, came on. I haven't even seen the testimony about it. I hadn't have time to look, in case you guys know I've been under fire a bit. But I'm curious to know what he said. You guys may know about what he said than I do. I'll talk about it once I find out. Then they had, what's with Deborah Ramirez? And what's with the scrubbing of what's-her-face's internet site? Who is innocent that says, this is what happened to me, and I want you to investigate it? Oh, but don't open up any of my stuff. My stuff might lead you to the conclusion that I'm a liar. If you want an investigation, ask for an investigation. Because as my grandmother would say, the same thing that will make you laugh will make you cry. Turnabout is fair play. But you know what the left will say? She's not on trial here. I believe her. I believe her. This guy goes on to pretend that he's a conservative, and he writes, this is Cliff Kincaid. Conservatives are told that we have to back him because liberals want to destroy him. It's one thing to fight the liberals who exploited Dr. Ford and made her uncorroborated testimony into a public spectacle. It's another to give him the ammunition they need to destroy you. That's what Kavanaugh did to himself, he says. By doing so, he gave liberals a target-rich environment that led to the current crisis. Oh, the crisis of him being a beer drinker. Let me ask you, you're listening to the show, my hand is up. Anybody drink beer out there? Let me ask you, any of you drink beer more than I drink a couple of beers. I could probably count on my hands and feet the number of times I've drank more than two drinks. It's certainly within a four-hour period. I just don't drink that much. But whatever that number is, I'll ask you this. Have any of you drank to the point where you were like, whoa, I'm a little loopy here. Maybe you were going to stay overnight at a friend's house, so you said, no problem, I can have a couple of extra glasses or whatever. Have you done that? Have you drank a little bit more during a celebration, a Super Bowl, maybe the white, you know, white, your birthday or something like that? Have you? The answer, if your hand is still up, don't feel bad. But that's the crisis. The crisis is Brett Kavanaugh drinks beer. Oh, my gosh. We can't have a Supreme Court person that drinks beer. Hey, I tell you what. Let's go back and ask all the other Supreme Court people. Do you drink beer? Did you party in school? I would love to get all the Supreme Court people back, except Clarence Thomas. He's been through enough. And ask them the very same questions being asked of Kavanaugh. He says this. By saying he was surprised by Kavanaugh's embrace of beer, Trump was giving Kavanaugh a way out. At this point, as we wait for another FBI investigation, the honorable and responsible thing to do is for Kavanaugh to voluntarily withdraw his name from consideration. He could announce that he will remain on the bench as a federal judge to fight the charges and attempt to restore his reputation. Sure, because that always works with the left, to give in and to say, yeah, you know, I'm going to withdraw, because that's going to make them go, oh, okay, now he's no longer fair game. Oh, it might last for a little bit, but I think what they're going to do, if he were to withdraw, is say, we told you, look at what we told you, he can't handle the heat. He says this, but the never Trumpers who pushed Kavanaugh are invested in his nomination. He's trying to say that people that are pushing for his nomination are really the never-Trumpers, like Lindsey Graham. It isn't you and I. We're not pushing for it. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm not a never-Trumper, and I'm pushing for his nomination. But they say we're invested in it. Matthew Continetti of the Never Trump Washington Free Beacon claimed in an interview with Politico that a defeated Kavanaugh nomination would not only demoralize the conservative base, it could seriously jeopardize Trump's relationship with the conservative legal movement, and that could be crippling for conservative influence in the Trump era. If he's a Never Trumper, I'll tell you this, he got that right. I don't appreciate never Trumpers. I think it's a stupid thing to say, I'm never going to agree with Donald Trump, somebody who hails from your side. I think it's a stupid thing to say you're never going to agree with Chuck Schumer, because he's going to say something, right? You know, the old broken clock thing right twice a day, whether you like it or not. He's going to do something right that you like. But Trump, to be a never Trumper today is ridiculous. I think that movement is so over. Why are we even talking about him? It's like talking about the Klan. How many of them are really out there? Ooh, that mean-spirited KKK, Kevin, where can you go? Everywhere I choose? Do you think I leave my house and go, oh man, I gotta be worried about that KKK? I'm as worried about the never Trumpers as I am the KKK, which is zero. But he says we're invested. The base is already demoralized, he says, because the conservative legal movement gave us a candidate who has sparked serious concerns about his character and temperament. Who would that be? I like Kavanaugh. If Kavanaugh had sat in that hearing and been all cool, I would have been like, what's wrong with this guy? The fact that he was livid to the point of his jaw quivering, that he couldn't speak, that he had to take water because he had to calm himself down, is exactly the reaction I would expect from somebody who we witness get abused. He got politically raped on TV. And so did his wife, so did his children, so did his parents, so did every friend that stood up with him, everybody that sat behind him in that gallery. They were all being politically raped. He says Calvin Fruberger's article at LifeSite News points out that it's easy to forget that Kavanaugh was supposed to be one of the easier judges to confirm on Donald Trump's list. That's because of his moderate or even liberal rulings on such matters as abortion, religious rights, immigration, NSA surveillance, and Obamacare. He was supposed to be acceptable to the liberal Republicans and Democrats. If you believe that, I'll ask you this. Why are they fighting so hard to get rid of him? People that I've been talking to said they expect this guy to be in the Gorsuch Justice Thomas range. I haven't looked at all of his things. And you know what? Here's the thing I'll tell you about this. If that's indeed the case in his record, then I need to go be circumspect. But here's what I will tell you. What's happening to this man, I don't care what his politics are. It's bad. It's bad now, and it's bad for the future. It says simple Google searches disclose the party atmosphere at Kavanaugh's Catholic High School Georgetown Prep. The fact that his friend Mark Judge was an alcoholic who left with a bad taste in his mouth because of the secular New Age Catholic education. Their Georgetown Prep yearbook was full of sex and drink references. Wow, I'm shocked that a yearbook of all boys is full of drinking and sex references. I'm really shocked. I'm overwhelmed. Look, if you want to start throwing stones at Kavanaugh, I'm cool. I'm looking at the pile going, okay, I see it's there. What you got? But if you want to talk to me about high school shenanigans, you know, high school boy shenanigans, I'm sorry. You can put those rocks away. There's very few of these high school kids I know that weren't trying to drink and certainly trying to get their share of sex. So what do you, it's like saying, well, it's hard to believe that Kavanaugh was a teen boy, you know, who went through puberty and is trying to, you know, sow his oats. Are you kidding? It says, trying to rally conservatives to his side, Kavanaugh postured as a conservative victim of the left-wing forces, saying this whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with the apparent pent-up anger about President Trump in the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked by my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons, millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This is a circus. What part of that's not true? I'd love to know. This guy should be ashamed of himself for writing this article. He makes references to people and things. This is why I hate when people, oh, so-and-so said this and so-and-so wrote this about him. What's your opinion? Oh, man, what a witch hunt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.